Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one comes from the ACS News Service Weekly Press Pack, January 16, 2019. Capturing chemotherapy drugs before they can cause side effects. 3D printed absorber for capturing chemotherapy drugs before they spread through the body. Although chemotherapy can kill cancer cells very effectively, healthy cells also suffer. If doctors could remove the excess chemotherapy drugs from the patient's bloodstream after the medicines have done their job, they might reduce side effects such as hair loss and nausea. Now, researchers have developed a 3D printed device that absorbs excess chemo drugs before they spread throughout the body. They report their results in ACS Central Science. Doxorubicin, like many other chemotherapy drugs, kills more tumor cells when given at higher doses. However, most patients cannot tolerate large amounts of the drug because it can cause heart failure, among other side effects. Nitesh Balsara, Stephen Hetz, and Joseph DeSimone, along with Hee Jung Oh and colleagues, wondered if they could make a device that would filter out the doxorubicin from the blood at locations outside of the tumor to reduce the likelihood that the drug would harm healthy cells. The researchers used a 3D printer to fabricate tiny cylinders made of polyethylene glycol diacrylate, a plastic. Inside the cylinders was a square lattice structure that could allow blood cells to pass through with a copolymer coating that binds to doxorubicin. The researchers tested three absorbers in pigs, inserting them into a vein. When they injected doxorubicin into the same vein, the drug flowed through the bloodstream to the device. By measuring the doxorubicin concentrations in the vein at a location after the absorber, the researchers determined that it captured about 64% of the drug from the bloodstream. The device could open a new route to help patients fight cancer, enabling reduced side effects or an increased chemotherapy dose, the researchers say. The authors acknowledge funding from the National Institutes of Health, the National Cancer Institute, and the U.S. Department of Energy. I want to acknowledge American Chemical Society, ACS, as a source of this report, and for giving us permission to use ACS materials here at KTWH. Well, this approach makes sense to me. We all know that chemotherapy drugs are a serious poison and need to be given at doses that will kill off the cancer cells. The technology for placing medical devices into blood vessels is pretty well developed and is already in use to position pacemaker leads and stents and do surgical procedures on our arteries and veins. So being able to put a drug removal cartridge downstream of the tumor seems doable. I think that this idea should work at least for some tumors. Being able to pull out more than 50% of the chemotherapy drugs emerging from the tumor site would make it possible to give the tumor a good whack and still be able to manage side effects. I hope to be able to record a story about the cure for cancer someday, but until then, I'm pleased that work continues to make treatments more effective and less brutal. I'll be back with more bits of science, but for now, goodbye.